Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Open Mic Live, where you can pick your own subject and call in. We get the phones open. And a very, very eventful day for yours truly and for many, many people. And first of all, our deepest wishes and condolences. I don't know if anyone lost their life in that gun shooting spree. I couldn't get a straight story, but well wishes to all those who were hurt, and hope, you know, they get that guy as soon as possible if they haven't caught him already. You got any information on? By the way, that was a gun shooting, not a bombing.
Yeah, but they had IEDs, which is an improvised explosive devices. Basically, that's what it means.
Well,
they had
I don't
them.
Know about that. Maybe they did. There was no bomb, no bombing.
It didn't go off, but they had them.
Yeah, well, that means there was no bombing. Anyway. Do you have any late info? Did they catch the guy, or what's going on?
Right now, I don't know. I didn't even get a chance to do that.
So there's no...
I will look.
No update on
I will
it,
look.
Anyway, significantly, we at Inner Sight have extended ourselves, and we've been trying to advocate, we've been advocating for this for years and years, to have dogs at the subway entrances and the exits, you know, to detect people and firearms and explosive devices. Now, today, I took a step forward to hopefully try to make this happen, but I mean, it's up to the authorities and the government. I spoke with my good friend at the Associated Press, David Caruso, and I want to thank David for taking time out of his busy, busy day to chat with me and make note that Inner Sight has volunteered their time to help break in the dogs to find firearm and or explosives. I learned a while back from Captain Arthur Haggerty how to do this, and you know, of course, I, having been training guide dogs for 30 years, is a plus, because guide dogs, one of the things they do is they find things for you. You know, devices, yeah, signs and all that, and doors and all that. So I today, Inner Sight today, volunteered to be a part of this program, and the Associated Press told me that, you know, they made note of it, and if there's any articles or in the coming days, people who express themselves who want to bring about this safety, that I would know about it and hopefully get involved. So we reached out as a volunteer. Now it's up to the politicians to make this happen, because people entering the subway system, you know, should not be carrying firearms unless, you know, unless you're a police officer and all that. And people riding...
I have the gunman.
Hold it. People riding have a right to be safe. So the main now, no system is perfect. Remember that. But if people can be checked at the entrance, you know, and these dogs are trained properly. They can detect if a person has any a firearm on them or explosives or any kind of device like that. And as they say, nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Now, what'd you say?
I have the story.
All right. So what's the story?
Basically, you're right, it was a gunman, but they were saying earlier today that he had improvised explosive devices in the van and also some that did not explode in the subway system. So they found them. I don't know how, if they just engaged them or not. I'm not privy to that. But it did say fireworks, hatchet, ammo, gasoline, and were recovered. He had on his person a gun. So that was what he
So they
had.
Arrested him? They got him?
I don't know if they got him or not. I didn't finish reading the story until I just...
Well, they obviously found the van if they discovered...
Yes, they did. Suspect
right,
is not
so.
Yet in police custody. Wore a gas mask and orange construction vest. Sources told NBC New York. New York identified Frank James, that's the guy's name, and 62 as a person of interest.
Gee, his name would have to be
the
Frank,
shooting.
Huh?
Yeah.
Frank James. Sounds like, I wonder if he's related to Jesse James.
I don't know. let's see. Interest in shooting as he is believed to have rented a U-Haul connecting to the incident. So that's the person who rented the U-Haul. We don't know if he's also connected to the incident. Law enforcement officials believe the identified man who rented the U-Haul linked to the Brooklyn blah, blah, blah. They said all that already. Okay. A manhunt for the alleged gunman who opened fire on the Brooklyn. There is still a manhunt, according to this is 5 hours ago. Shooting 10 people and sending dozens running in terror. Was still under way hours after the train pulled in at Sunset Park. So
he was still on the train, is that what they said?
What? Sorry, I didn't
hear. Was still on the train.
The suspect was still at large, basically.
No, he got off the train. He obviously ran.
Well, actually, no. They restarted the train system, and yet that suspect was still at large. That's what I got from it. The way it read.
All right. So we don't. It sounds like. To date, they haven't apprehended him.
No. But they got his name, and they got his age. They have a picture of him.
Yeah,
he's about 170 pounds, 5'5". He's African-American, has Arizona plates on the U-Haul.
No motive why he would do something like this.
Just cracking up, I suppose, like everybody else.
No, who knows? I don't know. You can't assume. I mean, there might be more to it.
No, I'm not assuming, but I'm just saying that everybody's under this, like, tension, big tension lately.
Yeah, but there's no excuse to do something like that.
Yes,
that doesn't help.
Right.
It makes it worse.
Doesn't say anything.
You know,
it's part of his criminal history, including making terrorist threats. So he has done it before. But investigators said the threats were similar to the ones commonly made by those who are emotionally disturbed.
Yeah.
NYPD Commissioner. Chikantswell called his online statements concerning. Now you're saying they're concerning? I'm sorry, that just really... A lot of people are running and almost dead, and you're saying they're concerning?
I don't understand what you said.
The NYPD Police Commissioner, Chikantswell, called his online statements concerning. the ones that he made terrorist threats and his criminal history.
Yeah, well, that's political wordage.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's how they try to water these things down. And,
big time, yeah.
You know.
And then I just said,
now, I hope,
right after it, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is that the whole thing?
No, there's more, but, you know, he came from Philly to New York. He drove the van.
Oh, he comes from Philly.
Yeah.
See, the other story gets jugged around. Somebody told me he came from Arizona.
Yeah, but he has the plates on the van. It's from Arizona. So mixed up.
I hope that the mayor and the governor, you know, because they're going to be the main people playing in this, you know. I hope that the mayor and the governor are going to seriously consider doing something about this in the form of preventative.
Yeah.
Preventative is the word, you know. Now, I just can't help thinking that people are going to say, you know, oh, that's so inconvenient, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to have to check people. You're going to have to rely on the dog. Well, let me tell you something. It's better to do that and have your life. You
that's
know,
right.
As long as you can, you know.
That's right.
Now, when I go down the subway, especially these days, I'm inconvenienced, and people like me many times are inconvenienced. You know, they have this machine where you're supposed to buy a Metro card. I can read Braille, but I can't work the machine. You know, and then it tells you, put the card in. You can't read your card. How do you know which way it goes? You put that card in the wrong way, and it's gone. You can lose it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see?
I agree.
So, people like me are inconvenienced. Why not everybody else for a little safety?
Yeah.
You know, if that. I mean, most people are not going to be carrying any firearms and explosives, you know. And the dogs will know. The dogs will indicate. If the dog indicates that, you know, that there's a problem, the person has to be checked.
Right.
That's all. And if that person is innocent, they should be happy to show what they've got on them. I don't care if they check me.
That's right.
What are they going to look at? My microphone? I go down there to perform. My news articles? Here, look.
Yeah.
All the cops at my station where I go know me anyway.
That's true.
You know,
they say, hey, Frank, it's
the problem is that this government is not creative enough.
That's true.
You know, it's the same old crap, the same old hogwash that you got to deal with, you know. And that is what gets people hurt and killed. You know, you got to get preventative measures in here. Now, in Israel, they do it.
Oh, yeah.
They do it at the bus stops, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's helped to protect people.
You know where they do it, too? The garbage cans. Because a lot of people could put improvised devices in the garbage cans. They go around the garbage cans because it's easy to hide a bomb in a garbage can. Very easy.
Garbage can? What are you talking about? You mean who goes around the
garbage
can?
If you have garbage cans out and somebody throws a bomb in a garbage can, it's going to be too late. People are going to get killed and stuff like that. But if you have
but I'm talking about the subway entrances. I'm not talking about the
entrance.
Garbage cans.
Yeah, but they do have
the subway entrance where people come in to the subway.
Gotcha.
I mean, you check the general area, of course,
yeah.
But mainly you know, the dog is on alert at the subway entrance with
mm-hmm.
a trained officer, of course, you know. And
right.
It's going to take some doing, but it can be done. You know? So, hopefully, you know, this will be a wake-up call. I hate to say it. I mean, what a hell of a way to get a wake-up call. But, you know, this government needs to get more creative in protecting people. Anyway, Inner Sight Open Mic, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Now, there's a bunch of dogs that could be trained for this work.
They can.
The Akita. Perfect.
The Akita is very observant, too.
For this work. Big East, Akita Rescue. What?
You know who's very observant lately? I call her the Akita Master, Joanne Diamond. She drinks, eats, and runs the Akita operation like a smooth sailing machine. She really is very good at it.
Yeah, and she could tell you which dogs would be very good for
a service
detection
dog,
work.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, they could adopt the Akitas and train them.
Yeah.
And give them a purpose. A purpose.
That's right.
609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. We thank them.
Yes.
All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them, and Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight, remind you, 817 New York, open mic, Tuesday night. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And let's see, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank the SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And all our friends, Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York, we thank for keeping Inner Sight on the air. 631-888-1186, Kennedy, buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information, Mr. Kennedy. All right, what else we got? We got the Able News coming up.
Yep.
You can get that ready.
Okay.
And we have a good idea where the money can come from to protect people for the subway. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But Inner Sight, you need dog food, cat food. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. On the nobody starves on Long Island. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do.
Here we go. Able News.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and, you know, one of the things that I can't help thinking of that this guy who did this, he is assured of a fair trial with a lawyer. They'll spend millions of dollars, and then if he is convicted, you know, the taxpayers will have to foot the bill for his incarceration and all that. There are millions of us who can't even get a hearing. Talk about dogs. When denied the safety of a guide dog. You know, a guide dog can pull you away from harm. Get you away from it. A lot faster than a person, because they can sense it faster, you know. But there's no law to protect people who are denied. Oh, you got to get rid of those voices in the background.
Yeah, hold on.
No law to protect people who are denied that safety. Now, I think while the politicians are pondering over this, they should do something about that. Give us the right to a fair hearing. This guy who did this, who threatened and put fear into these people, he's going to get every ounce of justice that there is. But not a blind person denied their sight in the form of a guide dog. And that really makes me angry. That makes the whole situation worse. And I'm going to use it when I go out on the subway. I'm going to let people know that this guy will get a fair trial with lawyers and hearings and everything. And a blind person denied a service dog gets nothing. And then if you do it on your own, they take away your dog's medical. And yet the criminal is so damn protected. So that's an offshoot of this, and it should be it should be remedied immediately. And you don't need any money for that. The money's already there.
How about the dementia patients, which we're going to be looking into on Thursday? They have no provision for that, nothing. Terrible.
Well, you need stronger law. The ADA sold us out.
Yes, they did.
There's no law. There's no protection.
None whatsoever. They used to be afraid of the ADA. Do you know that right at the beginning? And then as the years went by, nobody's afraid of the ADA. It's a mockery.
Because they found out it has no teeth, has no grit.
That's right.
No power.
That's right. They knew that it wasn't going to harm anybody. They knew it wasn't going to do anything to them.
How could they be afraid of it? There isn't one example that I know of someone who's been punished who violated the ADA. I never heard of
one. Only that one restaurant who violated code. I don't know what code he was violated, but he violated code, and he got summoned.
Yeah, but that's not a that didn't change anything.
Yes, it did. He had to change his doors. He had to change his doors. He had to bring.
What about the rest? What about the rest of the people on the block, or the next block, or the block after that?
Yeah.
You know.
True. Yeah.
That didn't carry over to that and say to them, look, you know, you got 30 days, you know, or you can be arrested, you know what, you know. There's no power there. Big deal. One person got fined. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah.
If the problem continues, it doesn't mean a thing.
True. And what needs to be done, if you really want to, you know, take it over, it needs to be attached to every single law. Not just the way Joe had said it. He said it the right way. He said that if
well,
you really
sure,
want
it should all be one.
It should all be one. Yeah, we should be, you know, implemented into the regular laws and then made accessible. That was the problem. They didn't do that right at the get-go.
Now, we have been talking about money. We have been advocating, if you've been listening to our show, to turn nursing homes into accessible housing. You heard us give the one of the latest figures, $196 billion.
Too
now,
much
why
money.
Can't some of that money be taken away from the nursing home by the federal government or the state and put into good use, you know, to protect people who ride the subways.
That's right.
It doesn't have to just be in New York. It could be in any state where there's subways.
Yeah, or even any nation.
But there's the money. There's the money being wasted and people being abused and everything being taken from them. I'd like to see the governor in this state declare an emergency to free up that money and to get people into their own homes with the help that they need. Get the agencies involved.
Yeah.
You know, work within a site.
Yeah.
Put us in charge of it. We'll do it.
Yeah,
get behind us.
Yeah.
You know, if the governor would call a news conference and demand and mandate that all these agencies have to help with this and pass a law under an emergency to get people out of nursing homes because we want to free up the money to make things safer for the person walking into that subway.
That's true.
See, this is where the government should be creative. This is why we have this kind of trouble, because these people are so damn afraid of change.
Yeah. That's true. Very.
We're not.
True.
We called the Associated Press today and spoke to the one of the head editors in this country and volunteered to help train the dogs.
That's true.
What is the governor
not
and the mayor going to do? What are they going
to
do?
Not even that. We offered to, you know, our services to actually go right in and learn what they do. Even before, you know, the dogs were, you know, being trained, we offered our services. I mean, I think that is...
We've talked about this many times.
Yes, we have.
You know? I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. Take
remember
a refresher course,
cops.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Remember Kid Cops?
No. What?
You don't remember? Remember Kid Cops? What we said about the kids and everything? And we said that we got to get
people out of
the Kid Cops, yeah. Because kids were just walking into disaster. And that was really sad. They walk into a gunshot scene, and that was it. They were gone. It was sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
So the government needs to step up and get
creative.
I'm telling you. And it's not just about passing a law to make it harder to get a gun. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't work.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if you got enough money, you're going to be able to get a gun.
Yes.
No matter how many laws you make.
That's
the
right.
point is to detect that weapon on the person, you know, at the time of entrance. That's where the protection comes in.
Yeah.
And that's where it should be.
Right at the entrance of the building.
I mean, you can't give
exactly
a cop a camera and let him, you know, put it around him or something and let him hold it and flash it on people as they're walking by. You can't do that. That's not going to work.
No.
But with a dog, you don't have to do that.
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to say,
that dog is
going to
react only the way what it's trained to do.
Right. Some of them sit. Some of them bark. Some of the different things that they're trained to do. You know?
Well, there's the answer.
You know why I know
mind.
About that, Frank? They were training them in the parking lot of right where I go and get stuff, like near the all different restaurants and all different areas near where I live. And I said, ooh, What kind of dogs are those? You're training them, like, in a manner of, you know, to become a working dog. I said, what do they do? And then they sense explosives. I said, oh, cool.
Well, where the hell were they? Why weren't they at the subway entrance?
They weren't. They were supposed to be at the airport, those. They were being trained.
Well,
they
should be both places.
I know.
Sure, airport too.
Yeah, the airport, they had minimal, a couple of dogs
both
retired. They retired them, you know, because they were really
getting
old. They
have plenty of dogs, come on. There's millions
yeah,
of dogs that they could draw from.
They don't even need to have them.
Dogs
yeah,
all
I
over
need.
This country, come on.
Yeah,
you got all these rescue
true.
Groups and
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? 830, New York.
Let me check. All right, hold on.
On open mic.
And we have us.
What?
We have us. We did
right.
have Anthony, but he slipped out again. Sometimes
yeah.
he, you know, just doesn't want to talk. He wants to listen a bit. And then
now,
he
one of
out.
The one of the most important things people should remember is. Don't be intimidated by these people. You know, I don't know if this guy was a lone gunman or a terrorist or whatever he was, you know.
Nobody
don't
took.
Let these people intimidate you.
Sorry.
You know, you got to
pick
up yourself.
Nobody took responsibility either.
Hold it. You got to pick up yourself and go and do what you got to do.
That's true.
And I'm going to use that on Friday when I go down to the subway to perform and let people know that we deserve justice too. Not only this guy who did this horrible thing.
Yeah.
We, who are innocent.
That's right.
And fighting for our dog's medical
right.
and for the safety of a guide dog, we deserve justice. Now, what were you saying?
Well, I wanted to tell you what I said, and I got like over 500 people just looking at it, not even mentioning anything because they're too scared. But they did look at it, and I don't know. I have to take a quick look at my Twitter and see if anybody said anything. Give me 1 second to get to the screen, and I'll.
But what do you mean they're too scared? Scared of what?
I don't know. All I know is that. People don't like sometimes to just respond. They'll just say that they liked it. Or
they don't
want to
commit
it.
Themselves.
Exactly.
I don't think they're scared. I think they don't want to get involved.
That's right.
You know, that's probably more of what it is.
Yeah, they don't want to get involved. I don't know. What else,
well,
what
Inner
ways?
Sight got involved to the tune today of talking to the Associated Press. And I'm so glad I did. And David Caruso was so glad to hear from me. He said, thank you so much for checking in, Frank. You know,
yeah.
And I really appreciate
it. 5 people loving what I said. 5 of them so far. And it would be hell for, this is what I wrote, hell for a disabled person to escape gunfire. No accessibility in the subway system. We need special teams of dogs and human handlers to walk around platforms to recognize improvised explosive devices and guns. Dogs have a great sense of smell to detect arms. That's what I wrote. Simple and sweet.
Yeah, you need them at the entrance, too.
Yeah.
Most important, the entrance, where people come in. You know?
Yeah,
so, you know, Inner Sight is extending itself. Do whatever we can. We urge other agencies to do the same thing.
That's true. I sent that straight to the House, the Senate Democrats, and Senator Schumer, because right before that he said something, and I didn't like what he said, so I can't find it right now. But, yeah, I didn't like it, so I just sent this. I was replying to him.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it's going to take to wake these politicians up, but they need to. You know, if they're going to implement new laws, fine. But don't stop there. That's not enough. You know, get the train, get the dogs out there.
In 8 hours' time, how many people made impressions with my post? 1,324 people looked at it and were interested in what I said. So that there is a good amount. People liked it, too. 9 people liked it. Detail expansions, those were the ones that liked it. The 9 people. Engagements, meaning that they were reading and you know, putting likes and people didn't share it again. But that's okay. I'm just starting.
Well, tomorrow you if you want to do a tweet tomorrow, you can say, you know, we've contacted the Associated Press. We're in a site.
Yeah.
You know, we've trained dogs for 30 years, and we truly believe that dogs can prevent, you know, people from can detect and prevent these kinds of horrible incidents. You know, something like that. We'll word it, but I think you should follow up tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
and let people know that we didn't just send out a tweet.
No,
we spoke with the main editor at the Associated Press because we're serious.
Yeah.
We really want to help make this happen.
No, I agree with you.
So you should send that out tomorrow as a follow up.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Because these Democrats and Senator Schumer needs to know that, hey, listen, this is very important and it needs to be addressed. People do not need to be shot for just doing their daily activities. It's crazy.
They should start doing this.
Yeah. How many people need to, you know that song? I think there's a song. How many people need to blank, that need to die or something like that before, I can't remember the name of the song or the lyrics. It's terrible right now.
Oh, you're talking about that Dylan song.
Yeah, I am.
Blowing in the Wind.
That's it. How many?
How many deaths
something?
Will it take?
Take, yeah. How many deaths
will it take? Until people know that too many people have died, something like that.
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, what will it take?
Yeah. It's all about change and progression.
Yeah.
And with our idea, at the same time, you know, it's conserving. Because the money's already there, instead of allocating more money, you know, conserve and protect the people by getting them out of the nursing homes. I mean, there's the money right there.
Yeah.
Start using that money. And as you withdraw the money, withdraw the people into accessible housing. You know? And pass an emergency law that every apartment should be accessible. These things need to be done.
Yeah.
Because look at what's happening. Now, how many people that were injured by this maniac now are going to be disabled?
Oh, yeah. Yep, a lot. Somebody,
could be just one, but it's enough for me.
It's enough for me, too. But it wasn't that, it was more, and that's what people don't realize.
You know? Like we always say, tomorrow you could be disabled. There it is.
That's right. Yes.
That's why these things are so important and why they should be done. The way my dog guides me, that's how you can train a dog to protect people from bombs and guns.
That's right.
There it is. Right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, you tell her simply, find the door or find the light or find whatever you need her to find. And she goes and does it.
Well,
and
if I taught her and I said find the explosive, she would do that
right.
too.
She would do that too, yeah. She'd smell it in the air. You know, it's really interesting. I've seen my two dogs, the younger dogs, the small ones, and then when they were younger, they had a little better sense of smell, but they still, even when they were older, they still had pretty decent. They would smell the wind, Frank. That's what they would do. If it was windy out.
Oh, yeah, that's how
dogs
pick, you know, they pick up scents that way.
Yeah. I said, where are we going, guys? And then they would just, they would leave me. Be like, okay, we're going to the right. You know, and I would go with them when I walk with them and bring them around. Now, I need at least one guide dog, and that's going to be my main dog, and I'm going to go get it. I just had neither like a puppy age, like a youthful dog, not something that's really, really young. Can't. Do that. Do too much, you know, right now to get one that's, you know, a puppy. Strength wise.
Well, you need a dog that's gonna
be calm.
Be beside the wheelchair and
yeah,
and not, you know, not just to help you retrieve things. You need a dog to guide you, to make keep you safe.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah, I'm pretty good at retrieving.
That's a harder job for a dog. But it can be
it
done.
They have.
You
got to
get the right
to,
dog for that.
They have to be. Yeah, you're right. Somebody said to me this. Here's what the difference between, a dog that will pick up stuff off the floor to help you, and a dog that needs to be the eyes for you. You train a dog to not look at the stuff on the floor when you have a guide dog, and yet you need a dog that
wait
has
a minute.
To help
guide
you
dogs
pick
can
up.
Fetch.
Yeah, but somebody said this to
they
me.
They fetch. They
yeah.
pick things up for you.
You can tell them to do that, and they will.
Sure, you can train them for that.
Yeah.
A dog, the dog works on a command.
Right.
That they know the difference between forward and fetch.
Right.
You know, I train them. Yeah, it takes time and patience and all that, but they know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
But a guide dog can certainly pick things up for people.
Oh, yeah. Both my
I never taught my dog fetch, and yet if I drop something, if I follow her nose, she'll point right to it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that works too for me.
Yeah. All right, in a site.
Right. Oh,
8:43, oh. New York.
Yes, who we
have? Night is, what?
Yes, we have waiting.
Yeah, Louie, in a minute. Tomorrow night is our nursing home program.
Yes.
So check it out. Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday we're going to do a show on nursing homes and Alzheimer's, you know.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's, whatever they call it, Alzheimer's.
Well, dementia,
and,
really, because it covers a lot.
Dementia, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Friday, yeah, Friday's the funnies over here, and we got...
Yeah.
Louie on board to tell you all about it. Louie Rivera,
yeah.
The lip. On Inner Sight Live.
Okay. All right, here he comes. Louie.
Hey. Hello,
hey,
who's this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who's this?
Hey, Frank Perino. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Frank Perino. Happy birthday to you.
Wait a minute, you're early.
That's okay, you can sing it early.
That's tomorrow for you.
Yep,
you're a day
tomorrow.
Early. What are you going to give me for my birthday, Lou?
Big hug.
Not big hug. c'è la luna, mezza mamma mia, when you are in the sky with a big pizza pie at the morning.
Bells will ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling,
you
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
You guys
yeah.
Great, me.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good present. Music.
I keep saying happy birthday.
What?
Oh,
want me to
don't,
do it tomorrow?
Do
and happy birthday
I'm too
to
young
you
to
tomorrow,
die.
Or I wish you a happy birthday.
Who? Me? I'm in.
No,
December.
No, Frank.
Oh, Frank?
Yeah, yeah.
Tomorrow.
All right.
Happy
so,
birthday, Frank Perino.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
thank
tomorrow.
You, thank you, Lewis.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you,
Lewis. So
I'll do it tomorrow.
About
boy again. I wish I made sure I wish happy birthday.
I
yeah,
heard I heard about
cool.
a great roast today. If
oh,
we
yeah?
could get it on, it'd be great. Where they roasted Muhammad Ali.
Oh,
know?
That would.
And Cosell was in it. It's a Dean Martin roast.
Uh huh.
I wonder
well,
if
I'll
we
find
could
that.
Pull that up.
Okay.
You know, it would be so great for Friday if we could.
Yeah.
And we might even get Howie Cosell on, you know. Anyway, listen, Lou, what are you going
to
do
talk
Friday?
Talk to me. I call you on the Folex, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. You call us on the Folex. Yeah.
I saw Connie and Chrissy on Saturday night.
Though.
Yeah, I know.
What'd they do?
They were blah 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 and all that stuff, you know.
Blah
oh.
blah blah. What color hair do they have?
Blonde hair and black hair.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Who has the blonde? Who has the black?
The black is Connie, and Chrissy is the blonde hair.
The light hair.
Boy, he's got it all figured out. Let me tell you.
I think they wore
when
a wig one time, and they were both with the light-colored hair.
Which one are you going to marry?
I wish
that's
I could
it.
Go on Connie and Chrissy introducing Louis Rivera Jr.
Hey, listen,
uh-huh.
Lou. If you marry Connie or Chrissy, I'll sing at the wedding.
No, you'll officiate.
What are you gonna sing?
Well, you know, a love song. You know, I didn't want to do it. All the time I knew it, you made me love you.
Isn't that Dean Martin?
I don't know, I'll sing some crazy song.
Yeah.
I want to go girl. It warms up. I'm going for girl flirting.
Oh.
Girl flirting. Wait a minute. Hey, I got a great idea for you, Lou.
Yeah.
You know, you want to start a school to teach girls how to flirt.
I got to
play the conga
before
drum.
I go over there.
Yeah, yeah. Girl flirty
yeah.
flirts.
Oh, no. Susanna.
All right.
I'm going to hide
well.
Like and hide for the ladies.
Oh, shy. Come on. Go to the ladies
what?
And do what you have to.
I'm going to bust a
drive.
Hey, Lou.
Hey.
What, give us a... Come on, give us a promo for Friday.
Suzanne, let me do a promo on Friday for Frank.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey, now, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Suzanne. Hello. Hello, this is Suzanne. I want to return on Friday night. On Inner Sight for the Folex, right here, Philosopher, Lauren Hardy's Honeymoon, Stepford's Son, and a swab.
Who?
And I got the swab. I can go to the bathroom
and
look for Rosanna then. I'm a cookie. And
nope.
She's going to be a big, big kiss all over.
Hey, who was the guy who used to do that on television? Coochie. It was
Charo.
A guy. Charo.
Charo?
Yeah.
Charo,
he
said.
Oh, yeah. What show was that?
That's in the 70s. It used to be on Channel 7, on other channel, yeah.
Coochie.
tickle feather.
Yeah.
That guy was funny. Was that guy even an Indian? Was he Spanish or Indian?
It's a Spanish. From España.
Oh. That's what I thought, yeah. All right, so Friday night we'll be here. We're going to have the funnies.
And guess who I found?
You know, Lauren Hardy, Jimmy Dennegan will be here.
What'd you find?
If you can find that roast, oh.
I found it.
You found
it? I found it.
Can we
play
it? Who's
on that roast?
I'm going to do it.
Muhammad Ali.
I'll see if I can.
They're roasting Ali.
Yeah. I'll see if I can.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, introducing my best friend, Muhammad Ali, on the Dean Martin roast. With Dean Martin going on.
Well, let's see. Can you play a little of it? Let me hear it.
I don't know if I can right now. Hold on.
I'm entertaining Howard Cosell on the telephony here.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Muhammad Ali. I like to flirt with girls. I'm going to make an arrangement. We'll go to a bar. I'm going to put Connie and Chrissy on the public access date night. And we're gonna have a big gas, have a good time.
It's downloading. Hold on.
Oh, come on.
All right. Louis Rivera, we'll see you on Friday, Lou.
I'll try to upload it. You guys will
hey, happy birthday. I'll call you a happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, thank you, Lou.
Take care.
That you
want to
hear.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, clear the board. Thanks, Lou.
All
you're
right,
welcome.
Thanks, Lou.
You able to get that?
Yeah, I am. Hear it.
Quiet.
Dean Martin honors our man of the hour, Muhammad Ali, with tonight's guest, Howard Cosell, Orson Welles, Eddie Prince, Gene Kaplan,
you got it.
Tony Orlando, Gene Kelly, Isabel Spencer,
Red Button.
All right. Take it off. Friday night, folks. We're going to have some fun with that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a story about Rocky Friday night. All right, Inner Sight. Had the honor of meeting him. Inner Sight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Open mic. Got a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. And yes, just to recap a little bit, we urge the politicians to not just take us up on our offer, but put the idea into motion. You know, it's not important that we be a part of it. It's more important that they do it, whether we're involved or not.
That's right.
You know, get the dogs trained, put them at the entrance with an officer, and start keeping people safer. You know? So that's our plea to the government. We gave it to the Associated Press today because we're serious about it.
Yeah.
We wanted it documented with the media, and now it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can say that Inner Sight didn't reach out and try to do something to help this situation.
That's true.
All right, so let's see what happens. Again, our deepest wishes of well for those injured.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone was killed.
I don't know either because it's still a developing situation. So I was trying look to see if I find there's people in the hospital that I know.
Yeah,
you know?
We don't know if any of those have injuries that may be fatal.
That's true, or even
life
debilitating, which is even worse.
But that's the Inner Sight contribution.
Right.
You know, that we make a gesture to the government to recoup the money to do this, to start it from nursing homes. You know, get the people out, put them into their own residence.
Yeah, sure.
With the idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Right. You take one set of people. Here's how you work it. You take one set of people out of the nursing homes, right, while you're working on another group. You have to switch people around. You know, you take their likes into consideration, closer to their family, things like that, and the family's likes and interests too. And that's how you do one nursing home at a time.
Well, you got to make sure people are safe.
Yeah, most importantly.
The main thing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're able to move around, get around, and live whatever life they have left. That's all anybody can do. Yeah. All right, so we'll be with you tomorrow night on the nursing home show. Be honest, I don't know if I'm going to show up or not, but my birthday tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Don't
oh,
know what
no.
I'm doing yet.
Oh,
it's
going to
be
no.
an adventure.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we thank all our friends, all our listeners. Let's see, 114,557.
Nice.
I wonder how close I am to that accuracy of that number.
Yeah, look.
Yeah. And thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
But don't be intimidated. You know, like John Wayne said in that old movie, when his grandson said to him,
575.
Hold it. Like John Wayne said in that old movie, when his grandson said to him, "Grandpa, I'm scared." He said, "I am too, but don't let them know it."
Sure.
That's the attitude. Now, what were you saying?
Yeah. But 114,575.
Oh, went
too close.
Up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
575, almost 600. It went up about 20 people.
Yep. It
let's did. See, 60, yeah. That's a pretty good move. All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Goodbye,
yes,
world.
You.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Inner Sight. Forever.
Thank you. Yes. Take care.